Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, 2015, coming to a close, huh? How about that? Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Challenge you to think about that during the remainder of this program today here on the Armed American Radio Network Monster Broadcast, the final Monster Broadcast of 2015, and a good one it's going to be. Powerhouse lineup. Neil McCabe, Alan Gottlieb, John Lott, Larry Pratt. Maybe a couple surprises. You never know. It doesn't get any better than that. And I'm going to do some things a little bit different with you today because it is the end of the year and we are going to wrap up the year. I'm going to actually let the guests direct the program by asking them some questions and getting their comments and input relative to what they feel the top stories of 2015 were. I have my own ideas, and I'll tell you about them momentarily. But 2015, coming to a close, and here we are on the Armed American Radio Network Monster Show, the final one of the year, and what a year it has been, huh? What a year. So we're going to focus today on what was in 2015. Next week, we will look forward to 2016. And I got to tell you, I am really looking forward to that program with you because there we have inside information about things that are going to happen, let me put it that way. And when you tie in everything that happened in 2015 with 2016 upcoming threats from our dear leader, the head un-American, head honcho himself, Barack Obama. We're not going to pull any punches, by the way, in 2016. Oh, no, to the contrary. No, we will. I don't want to tell you about next week's show. I'm going to get ahead of myself. So today I will focus, along with this stellar lineup on the previous year, this amazing year of 2015. Next year we'll focus together on the upcoming year. And that will be tumultuous, I can promise you that. You can take that one to the bank. Well, let's close out 2015 together. And it's been an incredible year. If you follow the subject of this radio broadcast, that being, of course, the right to keep and bear arms, the Second Amendment, the recognition of the right to bear arms in our founding document, not a granting of the right to bear arms, that predates mankind, quite frankly. But the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment, if you follow this radio broadcast and you follow the subject, it was quite a year. That recognition of the right to bear arms, of course, as an unalienable right possessed by all human beings that our Constitution simply recognizes and codifies on that old pesky parchment paper that the crazy lunatic left hates. The Constitution. The key point, of course, the takeaway from that is that the right is enshrined in our founding documents. And it isn't going to go away. It can't be wiped out by Barack Obama, no matter how hard he tries, or anyone else for that matter, no matter how many billions they have stuffed in the bank. No, the Second Amendment is here to stay. And while it is under tremendous attack by certain individuals, you know who they are, who absolutely hate their nation. The gloves are off in 2016, ladies and gentlemen. I can tell you that right now. These people hate their country. We're going to call them out, and we will not be nice about it as we head into 2016. This is not the time to do that. We will not be the Republican Party who will simply lay down and be Barack Obama light. Again, I'm getting ahead of myself. That's for next week's show. But that right enshrined in our Constitution is ours. It belongs to us. And they can't do a damn thing about it. And it's driving them crazy, isn't it? So while we look back today on the last AAR broadcast of the year 2015, we do so with a reminder that while the enemies of freedom are very vocal, they are in fact the minority, and they will remain so no matter how loud they become. And I want you to take that message away from this show. And we'll try to do our best to remind you in every show upcoming in 2016 that we are, in fact, winning. Because they're losing. They're desperate. And no matter how loud they get, and they will get louder. But as they get louder, you can rest assured that they do so out of sheer desperation. The louder they get is indicative of their utter desperation. Remember that as we move through the broadcast today and subsequent broadcasts in 2016. You know, I go back to, can we really talk about this for an hour every single week? Oh, my heavens, can we ever? There were many stories this year that took center stage on these broadcasts. Not just this broadcast, but its new incarnation, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. More about that later in the show. Something else that happened in 2015. But none of those stories were more important, in my estimation, than the complete unhinging, if you will, the complete ungluing of the radical left. So my Time Magazine cover of the year, if you will, story for Armed American Radio, Mark's story of the year, I believe, is the rise of the un-American loudmouth and their complete unraveling, evidenced by their desperation. The louder they get, the more desperate they become. Second to that is Obama himself. Obama wants to be a transformative president, doesn't he? There was a piece by Phil Graham and Michael Solon, I guess that's his name, Solon, over at the Wall Street Journal back on the 20th, and it said, cheer up, Obama's legacy can be erased. And it goes on to remind us, I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it in front of me, but it goes on to remind us that Obama aspires to be like Roosevelt and Reagan as one of the top three, or of becoming part of the three most transformative presidents of the last century. And the Wall Street Journal, let me pull this, here it is right here, and it says here, and by all outward signs, he has achieved that goal. But while Roosevelt and Reagan sold their programs to the American people and enacted them with bipartisan support, Mr. Obama jammed his partisan agenda down the public's throat. And we are reminded by the two writers at the Wall Street Journal, the Obama legacy is built on executive orders, regulations, and agency actions that can be overturned using that same authority by the next president instantaneously. Which, in my opinion, quite frankly, renders Barack Obama a very quick afterthought as soon as the door of the Oval Office hits him in his patootie as he walks out of that office permanently. Because he has not governed with the will of the people. That is evidenced by the unraveling and the complete ungluing, the unhinging, if you will, of the un-Americans. That's why they're so loud. And it's why they've come unglued. Transformative. I say that because rumor has it that in 2016, Barack Obama will attempt to, again, rule by executive fiat, sidestepping Congress to transform and redefine through regulation what is a private sale so that he can, in fact, enact background checks or expanded background checks by regulating what is, in fact, a private sale. Now, we don't know that yet. We have some pretty good indications that there's a couple things that he plans to do as soon as the first of the year pops around and he gets himself off the golf course. But we have a pretty good idea. We just don't know yet how it will be framed. What I can tell you is Barack Obama is not a king, and no executive action will stop me from selling you my firearm without getting his permission. That much I can assure you. So we'll sit back. We'll wait and see what happens as we head into 2016. But this has been one heck of a year. I'll ask my guests today. The first guest will be Mr. Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, his thoughts on what the two or three top stories of the year are. We also have a story to cover, out of Seattle, Washington, gun tax, a court case with a decision that came down last week. We'll talk with him about that. But more importantly, I want to ask Mr. Gottlieb, and I will the rest of my guests throughout this program today as we look back on 2015, what they feel the top stories were. And we'll discuss it here with you on Armed American Radio, looking back at an incredible year as we prepare to head into an election year that will see Barack Obama's reign end. Armed American Radio continues right after this. Don't go away. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.com.
saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
saf.org, Second Amendment Foundation. I've got my piece of paper over there with my voluntary dues getting ready to go out today, and I am a life member of the organization. You need to be also. Again, this is an election year coming up in 2016, and while I want to spend most of our time today talking about the past, about, you know, what made 2015 the year it was, don't forget 2016 requires you to get off the fence, and that's a fact. Now, look, Every Town for Gun Safety, a Facebook page, which is essentially what it is. These are cyber bullies. These are liars who deserve to be marginalized, and we intend to do that in 2016. I'm done playing games with these lunatics simply because they have press coverage. We can outdo their press coverage. We just need to do it, and I intend to see to it that that gets done in 2016. These people deserve to be marginalized. An organization they claim to be, they are not. They are a Facebook page, and a Facebook page does not an organization make. Follow me here. Walk with me. A Facebook page with half the fans of the United States Concealed Carry Association is not a force to be reckoned with. They are a group of angry, loudmouth un-Americans, and we will drive that theme down their throats in 2016, which is exactly what has to happen. Four angry ladies in orange T-shirts sitting at a legislative session does not a successful organization, grassroots group, make. Are you following me? Let's first off go to Mike, a man who has been with me for the last couple of years on this program. He is a stalwart. He is someone who I've been counting on. He's my eyes and ears inside Washington, D.C. He's responsible for the interviews we have with congressmen and many, many others, including Ann Coulter and others on this program, both this program and the daytime program, the New Daily Defense program. And that's Neil McCabe. He is Washington, D.C. Armed American Radio editor and political analyst and good friend, and he is an on-air reporter at One America News Network. Neil is going to stay with me for the program today, and together he and I will talk with an A-list guest lineup, including Alan Gottlieb, who I will introduce in just one second. Let's first go to Neil McCabe. Neil, great to have you here. Thanks for joining me on this very important year-end program. How are you up in D.C.?
Hey, fantastic. Merry Christmas to you, your family, and to the listeners. And I'm looking forward to 2016. It's going to be a wild ride. And this is a great lineup you have tonight, Mark. So I'm on board, on duty. Let's get to it.
Let's do it. Let's go right over to my good friend, Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation you just heard me talk about. You can visit them and join them at saf.org. I'll start with this. Alan, welcome to the show. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and everything else to you, my friend. And thank you for everything that you've done in 2015. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for your kind words. Merry Christmas to you, your family, and Neil as well, and all your other listeners. It's been a great year being with you, Mark.
Alan, it's been wonderful. And I want to focus today. I'm going to do something a little bit different, and I don't mean to catch anybody off guard. But I believe, Alan, and you know me well enough to know this statement, is heartfelt, but I believe the best radio sometimes is the conversation that the listener gets to hear between individuals like you and I and Neil and many, many others in our entire guest lineup live on the radio, because it's the conversation that they themselves talk about that they generally don't get to hear. And that spontaneity, I think, is very, very important. So I want to ask you this first question. What do you think I want to ask you about the top three, but what do you think the single most important story regarding our rights for 2015 came to be over the past 12 months?
Well, it's hard for me to talk about the top three, but I think I can talk to, from my point of view, from the top one. And that was the Second Amendment Foundation's court victory against Washington, D.C. in the Palmer versus D.C. case that knocked out their ban on concealed carry and allowed people to have firearms outside their home for self-protection. I think that's the one that had, for me, the major, most impact on people and in the media, it wasn't necessarily the one that meant the most to me, to my heart, which I'll talk about separately.
Okay. Let's do this, because that is a great opportunity to segue into the entire, I just call it what it is, the heart and soul of the Second Amendment Foundation. For new listeners across the country, what exactly is it that the Second Amendment Foundation stands for? What does the SAF do? What is its primary goal, its primary focus?
Well, the one we're most known for these days is our legal action, our legal defense of Second Amendment rights in the courts. But probably the most important thing we really do flies way below the radar, and that is not looking at the Second Amendment battle as it sits today, but looking at where we think it's going to be going next year or the year after, and coming up with the resources, the education, research, and plotting strategy for the future battles down the road, so the table gets set so we're playing on our home court, not on our enemy's home court.
Let's talk about the Palmer decision in D.C., a very, very important victory. And there have been some setbacks, as there always are in court cases. You're going to have that. That's to be expected when you lose, for example, at the local level and then move through the appellate process. But the Palmer case is critical. Why?
Well, that one's now set in concrete, because while the city of D.C. said they were going to appeal it, at the last minute they dropped their appeal. And so now the fact is that it was the last city in the United States that basically in code had an ultimate ban on the right to carry. So the right to ban is gone. And now we're fighting, of course, their new law, and a lawsuit we filed known as Wren versus D.C., to knock out their what I'd call highly restrictive law on carry, a very bad May issue law rather than a shall issue law. But we're moving in the right direction, and of course, having Palmer now is locked in concrete as solid case law that can no longer be appealed, that's a pretty big victory for 2015.
That's a huge victory for 2015. Let me ask you this. Is it safe to say that the Palmer decision really got under the skin of the un-Americans and the Bloomberg money grubber machine? They hate that decision, don't they? They hate a loss of that magnitude, don't they?
They do, and of course, there's been a lot of other court cases as well where they haven't come out on top that I think has you know, really made them come unglued. I'd like to say not make them louder, but make them a lot more shriller. They have become extremely shrill to the point that they're showing some of their true colors, what their real end goals really are, which is obviously the prohibition of private firearms ownership.
Which they called for this year, and I lumped that into in my opening remarks. See, I believe, Alan, that we'll be able to tie your top stories, what you think are your top stories, and what Neil thinks are his, and what John thinks are his, and what Larry Pratt later in the show thinks are his. We'll be able to tie that right back to, in a great description it was, their shrillness, why they're so shrill. That's why. Because we are, in fact, winning. That's why I think that's the top story. The fact that they are coming so unglued is something that listeners to Armed American Radio must take away as we head into 2016. And we end 2015 on a very positive note. It's been very difficult, Alan, as you know very well. You and I have had many conversations off air that listeners haven't been privy to regarding the frustration of the shrill and the loud from the other side. We will continue this amazing discussion with Alan Gottlieb, and we'll get commentary from Neil McCabe right after this.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot, just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication. education, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com. I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's oneofourguns.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's oneofourguns.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
I'm sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, winding down 2015. What a year it has been. Can you really talk about this subject every week for an hour? My gosh, that hour turned to 3 hours, and that 3 hours turned into a daytime show that I can promise you will continue to grow throughout 2016. We will never, ever give the other side the last word, ever. No Facebook page is going to take away my freedoms, and you have that commitment from me. Let's go first to Neil McCabe. Neil, would you take away what you heard Alan talk about first before we go back to Mr. Gottlieb? What did you take away from his commentary there regarding Palmer, D.C.? You're in the weeds up there, brother.
Well, I think that a lot of people are really surprised that the Second Amendment, which, you know, it's you have the U.S. Constitution and the District of Columbia is a federal enclave, but because of the way they treat it, I guess the U.S. Constitution doesn't seem to apply to a federal city.
it's always been bizarre to me. And of course, you know, I consider Dick Keller one of my best friends up here in D.C., and we're all familiar with his challenges, his victories, and yet even in his even as he wins victories, Heller still can't get a concealed carry permit. But you know, Allen just keeps slugging it out, and he keeps getting huge, huge checks, which must be fun to cash those big checks, Allen. That you those giant checks that you have printed up, like when you walk in with one of those 5-foot checks when you walk into the bank. I mean, can you get it through the glass? How does that work?
Well, we give them the regular small check. We just have the big blow up of it. And of course, even when we win attorney's fees in these cases, it never pays all the attorney's fees because there's a lot of motions and things you have to do in these cases that aren't considered to be recoverable. So we never get everything it costs us back. But when we get these wins, we force cities like D.C. and Chicago and San Francisco to pay us fees. We hope it makes them stings them a little bit and it slows them down with their anti-gun agenda.
Well, no doubt it stings in Chicago with Rahm Emanuel. Go ahead, Neil.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm betraying an ignorance, Alan, and I'm sorry to bring it up if I'm wrong. But didn't you actually have one of those checks canceled with a machine gun? Was that you?
No, no.
Okay. You know, another gun settlement. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, that would really blow the check. This would be the reasons we wouldn't be able to cash it.
Now, I've actually been in Bellevue, Washington. I've been in the Second Amendment Foundation offices more than once. I've seen those checks you're talking about, Neil, the real ones in person, and they're wonderful. They are wonderful to look at, and it is
well,
sweet victory.
Speaking as a reporter, you know, because I've done stories where I've taken pictures of those checks. So it's for me, it's something that I always love the big check picture. I've taken the number of them myself, and they're always fun.
Hey, I have a question. Where do those come from, anyway?
The big checks?
Yeah.
We blow. Well, we take a picture of the real actual check that we're going to cash, and we blow it up.
Well, I hope to have a lottery one of those someday in the future.
Yeah,
that would be good for everybody.
We actually have a number of them now from even states like, you know, Oklahoma, New Mexico, state of North Carolina, states that you wouldn't assume would be anti-gun but have had laws in the books that are unconstitutional that we've knocked out. And, of course, you know, the biggest one from Chicago. We've got a couple on our scalp from D.C., a couple from San Francisco, one from Los Angeles, one from the city of Seattle. So we've got a number of nice checks that we've blown up and we have around the office, and it's a good morale builder for us.
It certainly is, and I want to drive this point home, though, Alan. What you said previously is extremely important. There are fees that you don't get back for the motions and everything else. This is, you know, this is not free stuff. When you're talking pro bono legal work or whatever the case may be, there are tremendous expenses to carry these cases on that sometimes last for years that the Second Amendment Foundation invests in, and what they're investing in really is you and your freedoms. So please head over to SAF.org and participate. Like I said, I've got one here on the wall. It's $150 and I have a Life Membership Defenders Club plaque framed on my wall. You can do the same thing for $150. Maybe put some of that gift money over the holidays to good use and do your part. Alan, what's the longest court case you've had that's drug out or is continuing to drag out right now that you've been witness to?
Well, the Palmer case that we just won this year in D.C. dragged out a little over 6 years. That's a pretty long one. For us, that may be the longest one we've had. But there's a number of dragging on in 3-4 years going out that are still dragging on. One of those is Ezell versus City of Chicago, where we won Ezell 1, so to speak, which knocked out the ban on gun ranges and places to train in the City of Chicago. And now we're on Ezell 2, where they passed a new ordinance that still makes it next to impossible to build a gun range in the city. And now we've reached the Federal Court of Appeals for that and done our oral arguments. Are waiting any day now we could get a ruling on that one. And of course, that one may end up at the Supreme Court as well, so it could drag on another year or two.
Okay, this is, and believe me, when these drag on, this is not free. So please help. $5, $10, it's really is chump change. Whatever you can find in your couch cushions, for crying out loud, pledge over to the SAF and help the organization fight these battles. It's critical as we move into an election year in 2016. And if you're paying attention at all, you've heard the un-American left, and it is un-American. What Alan just said, the reaction from the left, they get beat down and they create another ordinance to take away and infringe your rights and freedoms. That, in my book, is un-American, and I'm proud to call it what it is. So do your part to help stuff the un-Americans back in the box they belong in. Okay, these people are fighting to take something away from you. Remember this. We're not fighting to add anything to something. We already have it. We're trying to protect it from them who are trying to take it away from us and our children and their children and on down the line. This is a very, very important fight, and we intend on winning it, and we will win it. Alan, as we head into this next break, we've got about 2.5 minutes here. What was the next important one that you mentioned? You first said Palmer, and then you had something that you wanted to keep separate. What was that one?
Yeah, it's not so important as far as having a national precedent, but there's one case that really meant a lot to me personally, and that was we had a disabled veteran in Phoenix, Arizona, that had basically a bogus restraining order placed on him. They came and confiscated his gun collection and the guns he uses for self-defense, and it really stuck in my throat. And we're able to go to court and overturn the ban on his guns and had all his guns returned to him, which is a tough thing to do when you have a restraining order against you. And without getting into the specifics of the restraining order, which was an angry neighbor that didn't like the fact that our disabled veteran didn't like his trash being dumped on the sidewalk and smelling up the neighborhood without it being in cans and other stuff. And the neighbor went and got a restraining order against him, so he couldn't talk to him anymore about it. Then he had his guns confiscated because of a restraining order like that. Getting this man's guns back and having him, you know, thank me for what we did for him on a personal human level, which humanizes the whole right to keep bear arms issue, meant a lot to me. And sort of that was the one that meant the most to me since we won the McDonald versus Chicago case, when Otis McDonald, you know, basically right. it was so emotional to have Otis be the person to lead that charge, being an African American who lived in a bad neighborhood, has a house ransacked and threatened by drug gangs out on the street, and having him, you know, tears in his eyes when he won the U.S. Supreme Court case with that. The emotion behind some of this, when you put human faces to some of these things that you win, that's what really, really keeps me going.
Well said. I had the very unique and proud opportunity to congratulate Otis McDonald personally on that victory before he passed away. And, you know, this does put the human face on what we're talking about and why it is absolutely critical that you must get engaged in 2016. Now, we talk about victories here. There's been a setback in Seattle, Washington on a local case up there. You can't win them all at the first shot. You might swing and you might miss on that first pitch. But guess what? 3 strikes and you're out, right? We're going to find out a little bit more about that case in Seattle and what it means for all of us as we go through the rest of the show. We'll be right back.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Thank you, John Young, for that reintro. We really appreciate that. That tune, by the way, is one from my past. That's an old band called the Waxing Poetics. Any of you from the Virginia Beach or Norfolk Tidewater area, Newport News in that area, will know the Waxing Poetics back in the late 80s, early 90s. They still play some gigs around, but that's a tune called Baby Jane. Great stuff. Look them up. Really fun music to listen to. USCCA On Air. We're getting down to the end of the month. Obviously, we've got just a couple days left, so you have to keep checking back. One grand prize winner is going to walk away with free ammo for life. Did you hear me? Free ammo for life. That's huge. I would love to have free ammo for a week, let alone for life. 3 hours, 10 minutes, and 58 seconds from right now. You have, just by simply activating a USCCA membership right now for a chance to win today's gun and a shot for personal stockpile free ammo for life. Today's gun is a Smith & Wesson M&P Pro Series. That's with a ported barrel. That thing is the bomb. Its value MSRP for you dopey liberals. Manufacturer suggested retail price is $812. So head over to USCCA On Air, activate a membership, put your name in the running to win that gun, and you may be the grand prize winner for free ammo. Free ammo for life. That's huge. Let's go back to Alan Gottlieb. Alan, always a pleasure here. Thank you for being here on the last program of the year and giving us some of your thoughts on 2015.
Yeah, well, I can't believe the year's gone already, Mark. We've accomplished a lot, but unfortunately, we still have a lot more to accomplish.
We do. We have a lot of work to do in 2016, and I look forward to focusing on that subject next week, and I hope you can be here to do that as well, because we have a lot to talk about, and the gloves are really coming off in 2016, it being an election year and all, is just going to magnify the intensity level, if you will, of this battle as we move forward. Neil McCabe, Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor, on-air reporter for One American News Network, and my personal private political analyst. I love it. The conversations we have off air are more fun than the ones we have on air because we can talk a little bit more freely, Neil, but we still get the message across, don't we?
Well, it's a little saltier off the air, Mark, but yes, I've enjoyed our friendship, and you know, like Alan said, it has been a quick year. It really has been a quick year.
Yeah, it's been something else. Let's talk. We got to throw something negative in here, and then I want to focus everything right back onto the positives because we are, in fact, winning. And I want you to hear that from Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation as well. But, Neil, we had a little – or excuse me, Alan, we had a little bit of a setback in Seattle last week. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, it really was a surprise setback because our case is so good, there's no way we should be losing this case. But the Second Amendment Foundation, along with our partners, the NRA and the National Shooting Sports Foundation, filed suit against Seattle's tax on guns and ammunition that they put in place. Under state law, under preemption, they're not allowed to get involved in anything to do with firearms, including the sales of it. The tax of the sale is obviously getting involved in it. And the city was arguing it wasn't really a regulation, it's a tax. But even if it's a tax, it's illegal because the city of Seattle, and under their taxing authority, already has the taxes on businesses, on sales, at the absolute highest level they're allowed to under state law as well. So if even if it's a tax, it's not legal. And we had a judge in Seattle rule against us. We, of course, already filed notice of appeal on that case because we're not going to let it stand. And I'm really convinced that as it goes up the ladder, we will win it and knock that law out. So it's only a temporary setback, but it's annoying. Because when you have rule by man rather than rule by, you know, by law, it really tends to bother me a whole lot. It was such a shallow written decision that it didn't even address most of the issues and arguments we raised. It didn't even talk about them. It just ignored ignored all the oral arguments and ignored the arguments we made in our briefs. And so I think it's going to have a hard time for that decision standing. And I still believe we're going to win that case because we've already beat the city of Seattle on the same issue once before. And we are the case law that we made against the city in this whole area to start with. And it flies in the face of it. And of course, the judge's decision didn't even really mention our case law or the previous suit Seattle lost. So my feeling is we're going to knock it out. But I was hoping to have it as a Christmas present this year. And we don't have it as a Christmas present.
That's okay. Let's put the positive spin on this because we are moving forward with this. And in so many other cases that we have, in fact, won, and the big ones, I'm talking big ones, going all the way up to McDonald and everything to Heller, to D.C., Palmer, and so forth. There are losses along the way, right? This is, while it's disappointing, it's not unexpected. Is that true?
It's definitely not unexpected. The only problem I have is that I want a perfect record. So it sticks in my throat, and it really bothers me personally when we don't win every single battle, because we deserve to win every single battle.
Well, we absolutely do. And there's the personal note here, too, because the Second Amendment Foundation is based where?
Well, we're based in Bellevue, Washington, which is a suburban city outside the city of Seattle. So it's in our backyard, so to speak. And so we really want to win it on our home court.
What is the next step now going forward? You already have the appeal filed.
Well, we had a notice of appeal filed. Okay. And the briefing for the appeal is being worked on as we speak, and we will definitely be filing it, and I believe we're gonna win it. The appeals court in Washington State in the last time that we had to sue the city of Seattle over this issue, they ruled unanimously in our favor. So I think we got a random judge here that I thought, in fact, was going to rule our way because the law is totally on our side, and I was shocked that we didn't win at that level. But I'm sure at the appeals level we're going to.
Yeah, I feel your confidence in this, and I know how disappointing it was for you to lose this. It's disappointing for all of us. Question for you: did anyone on the left, on the radical fringe, un-American left, cheer the decision from the judge?
Oh yeah, they all did. You have to realize that the Bloomberg people, you know, they're every town group, and their moms against, you know, whatever the hell it is they're against. They were in cahoots with the city council in passing this. They had met with them privately. They were the ones that helped push it. They were trying to figure out how to get around the state preemption law and to allow cities and counties to enact more gun control laws. It's part of a national push by the Bloomberg people. You're going to see this extra in the cities where they control the anti-gun mayors and city councils. You're going to see them in 2016 pushing taxes on guns and ammunition, all across the country.
And the problem we have is, while this tax is only $25 on a gun and 5 cents on a, you know, on a bullet, the problem is as the judge says, it's legal. Well, next year they're going to make it $1,000 on a gun, you know, and $100 on a bullet, because there's no limiting to this. So it's a way of taxing guns and ammunition out of existence. That's what the Bloomberg people want to do.
Well, wait a minute. I'm under the impression, as is everybody else who happens to believe these groups, that once they get what they want, they're just going to dry up and go away.
Well, I guess they will once guns are confiscated and banned. There's no private ownership and possession. I think they will go away. But until they get that, they're not going away.
Which is exactly why I can go full circle to my original assertion at the beginning of this program. To me personally, the ungluing and the unhinging of the radical left for a number of different reasons is my top pick for 2015. They've never met an un-American anything that they didn't like when it came to infringing on your right to keep and bear arms. Alan, thank you for being in the trenches. You know we got your back. We're going to do everything we can. Thank you for everything that you do at the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And we'll talk with you again next week, and thanks for being here. And I'm looking forward to fighting this fight with you in 2016 like never before.
Well, thank you, Mark, and thank you, Neil, for all you're doing as well.
Neil McCabe. Thank you, sir. Neil McCabe, we will be right back with you at the top of the next hour. We'll have some analysis with you, and then John Lott will be here. Stick around. This is a good one. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.